Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, so there's been a big question around these parts. What are you going to be doing over the weekends, the rest of the season? What are you going to be doing on Sundays? Yesterday, a lot of people on the golf course. I did notice that. But what about just your weekends in general? Is it starting to shift? Saturday is going to become more important than the Sundays. Oh, and you said you were absolutely dialed in.
I did some scouting for the first time in a few seasons.
Feels weird, right?
Yes.
It's been a long time since we've been in that boat.
Since 2017, 2018.
What'd you think?
Cam Ward, sign him up. I'm ready to go.
Do you want to power rank him right now? Do you want to get to it?
Oh, I think that's the right thing to do.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. What else would people be thinking about today?
Want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Number one, Garrett Nussmeier.
You've been on it.
Number two, Cam Ward. Number three, I want to fight the narrative against Shador Sanders so bad. I want to fight it back. I think he's gotten so much better, and no one's going to want to listen to that because of who his dad is.
Right.
I think he's gotten so much better this year, guys. I really do. And I want to fight that narrative like crazy, but I know that that's a losing battle. That's a losing battle. People just want themselves a nice quarterback from the draft that is going to be fine. They don't want any other things that they have to deal with. Nobody knows about anybody else when it comes to Garrett Nussmeier, Cam Ward, so that's the way they're going to go. So maybe I should just shut up about Shador Sanders because they ain't going to want to listen to him.
Well, where's Garrett ranked? Most of these rankings that I'm seeing,
he's not there.
Right.
He's not there.
But I'm hitching
my wagon.
What is it that
you're
seeing?
He might have
seen
the number one pick this year.
He's
Ken.
Not. Well, that's what I'm saying. But I know I'm going to fight a losing battle here about Garrett Nussmeier. I've gotten some quarterbacks right, and I've gotten some quarterbacks wrong.
I mean, I'm seeing
as
him.
As every person does.
Just a couple of these preliminary lists. I'm seeing him as a second-round prospect.
Well, where did they see J.J. McCarthy at this time last year? Where did they see him?
But,
to see him.
But if you end up with a number one overall pick.
You go look at them plays he made in the second half against Ole Miss. Go look at some of the plays he's made this year.
But at number one, Kenny,
I know. I know. Like I will take the risk on him.
Like you do a lot of times, and this is why you get in trouble also, and why so many guys end up being first round busts, but you're looking at ceiling. And number one overall, you know, that was part of the issue I had with the Baker that year. It's just I was always worried about his ceiling, and I'm like, you took a guy with a limited ceiling, number one overall.
I think he's got a great. I think his ceiling is sky high. He's big enough. He's 6'2", 6'3". He's thick enough.
So then why isn't he even a first round on some of these lists?
Because, again, I think it's not. First off, I don't think it's the greatest class ever.
But shouldn't that help out his cause?
Second of all, you would think it would, but right now, as of October, they're not going to. Again, where was J.J. McCarthy at this time last year? You can't say it was first round. No,
he wasn't.
No. So there's been plenty of guys, but he wasn't number one overall. So if you're talking about number one overall, I'm just saying I know the quarterback that I like, and I like him. I like his tools, even though he doesn't have all the different tools that I think people want to lean into now. Because everybody wants to gravitate towards chaos. My goal is to not put him in a chaotic situation. So in terms of taking off and doing all those other things, like, no, he's not the type of guy who's just going to take off and run and extend plays and things like that. But I got Jerry Jeudy. How about I get the ball to Jerry Jeudy in a timely fashion? Can we get a guy who does that, or are we just not allowed to do that
anymore?
It
does seem like he's always open.
Can I do that? Can I make my offensive line, who isn't that good, can I make their job a little bit easier and go, hey, you know what? He's going to be right here, so make sure you protect him. Can I do that? No, that's against the rules now.
Now, Owen, you're the one.
Just trying to make it easier on everybody.
You're the one. You watched a ton of this.
Yeah.
On Saturday.
We're not and even I fixing lives, don't. We're fixing quarterbacks here. Sorry.
I don't watch college football anymore. We had a game. Our game wasn't until 5:30, so I had time. And I started on Indiana, and, you know, they looked amazing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Curtis Rourke? Is that the kid? But he's apparently has a thumb injury now. And then as I'm watching that and going, oh, I remember Indiana and how they started with Michael Penix a few years ago and then fell off. This team seems totally different. And then I flipped over and saw Miami was playing Louisville and stayed there. Cam Ward, I honestly had not seen that much of him in games. I'd seen highlights, right? But they're just going to show you the best stuff that he has. Just watching his body language throughout the game, I thought it was amazing. And then I've heard you on Shadur, so I'm looking at how do I plan.
It's gotten
now
so
I'm
much
planning
better.
My Saturdays now, right?
It's gotten so much better. Well, no one's going to listen.
Colorado
to
plays at 10:15 next week.
He's going to get
not watching them.
Why? 10:15 at night?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the time them. You're watching. No. Oh, yeah. Get a couple of drinks
buddy,
in
buddy, I got other things
watch Colorado.
Going on at 10:15 on Saturday night.
Oh, no, brother, nah,
Cam Ward, though, at 7 o'clock against the Seminoles. I don't care that the Seminoles suck. Oh, I'm looking at the jersey only, and he's about to put it on him, and he's just boosting up there. I've become, because my Sooners are horrible, a Miami fan all of a sudden. Because I just
their
like
games
the way
have
he
been
looks.
Amazing.
I know how
to
this
watch.
Is
going to
go. By the way, I know where I'm going to go on this. You guys can read me like a book. You understand who I'm going to want to pick here by the time January comes around.
I don't know.
Cam Ward. It'll be Cam Ward. He's played a ton of college football.
Yeah. I watched Jalen Milroe the other night.
Yes, he has elevated every program. He's elevated every program he's played for. Yes.
Meanwhile, the quarterbacks in the Texas Georgia game.
He's only 22.
Not so good.
Yeah. He's. I think that he'd be the guy. I love Garrett Nussmeier, but I'd take Cam Ward and that'd be it. I know how I am. I know how I feel. And right now I'm all hot and bothered about Garrett Nussmeier. By the time January comes around, I'll flip. I know me.
There's a kid from right down the street.
You're talking about Drew?
Yeah.
Wait, he's eligible this year? No.
Yeah. Isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Where does the time go? Holy potatoes he is. I don't know. That offense.
Well, now it
in.
Becomes fixed Drew Aller's life. Does he want to come home?
I don't know. The last local guy that I was really excited about.
Well, he'll
about
run it a little bit, too.
Didn't go really well.
You know, what's interesting to me is I'm hearing people call into these shows.
I still get harassed over Mitch Trubisky.
I've heard people say, well, let's get back to a pocket quarterback. It's like, where do those even exist?
Oh, those aren't.
A pocket quarterback. The prototypical NFL quarterback now is a guy that runs.
Yeah, we got so much time to chew the fat on this.
This is not 1989.
Because I don't want people to do what they did with Zach Wilson, which is just steer into that. Like, give me somebody who can read it and react and hit his marks, and then if they have to extend, they'll extend. You have to start with those basic instincts first. That's what you have to do. All right, coming up next, the dangerous one, Darrell Ryder. What did he think of yesterday? On the field and currently in the stands as well.